Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarah Sachar, return us, Father, to your Torah. Why do you mention Torah first? So the Chidah explains that the main essence of Teshuvah is to return to the Torah. The way that he refers to Torah, of course, is feminine. It's a feminine word. Torah is the Eim Kol Chai. It's the mother of all living beings. So first things first, Hashem, return us to your Torah. And after that, v'karaveinu makin lavei nesecha, bring us close to serve you. And then, v'chazireinu b'teshuva shleima. And then, cause us to come back to you in teshuva shleima. First things first is the Torah. Why? Torah is the Eitz Chaim Hi, it's the tree of life. And someone that is attached to Torah is attached to life itself. The second thing is Chazal tell us. When a person is attached and connected to Torah, it weakens the power and the grip of the Eitz Hara. More than that, even if a person has done an Avera, it doesn't nullify the Torah that they've learned. And fourthly, the Torah itself comes in front of Hashem and asks Hashem to forgive the one that studies it. But it goes further. Chidah says that if a person is far from Torah, then they won't know they've done anything wrong. And they won't know, even if they know they're not supposed to do something, they won't understand the seriousness, the severity of it. So only once we have a profound relationship with the Torah, can we start to do teshuvah, because we can't do vidui otherwise, because we're just not aware of the full consequences of our actions. So Shavina Avid L'Sarasecha is a sense of awareness, of knowing right from wrong. Hashivinu Avinu L'Sarasecha, because without the Torah, there's no awareness of Avira, there's no Teshuvah. And the more that a Jew learns and toils and engages himself in Torah, listens to Shiurim, the greater Ovid Hashem they're going to be. The extent to which a person does not engage in Torah, every single day they move further away from Hashem. And the further away they move from Hashem, the more room there is for Avirus, for bad minutes, for negativity. Because they think they're just fine, but they're not. And therefore, the beginning of tshuva is to strengthen our relationship with the Torah itself. This bracha is meant to inspire us. If we want to do tshuva, if we want to restore, if we want to repair that relationship with Hashem, the way to do it is through engaging with His revealed wisdom, attaching ourselves to Hashem through His Torah. And therefore, the Keser Nahira says, when we say Hashemin Avinu L'Sarasecha, we daven to Hashem. Even if we've strayed far from Torah, even if we can't do teshuva properly, excuse me, because of the seriousness of the averus that we've done, we say Hashem, you bring us back, because Ata Noisin Yad Apoishin, you extend your hand, you Mincha the Kabbal Shav, your hand is always extended. Help us come back to Torah, and when we do, we'll be able to engage with this process of teshuva to fully reconnect with you, Hashem.